You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. So in case you haven't heard, our new governor, Gavin Newsom, has created this new position, State Surgeon General. And it's pretty much custom made for the woman he appointed last week to fill it. She's San Francisco pediatrician Nadine Burke-Harris. Dr. Harris has dedicated her professional career to understanding the link between toxic stress in children and serious health problems later in adulthood. She founded the Bayview District Center for Youth Wellness, and now she has the statewide platform. KALW's education reporter Lee Romney is here with us to talk about the platform and Dr. Burke-Harris. Hey, Lee.
Hello.
Hi. So was this a surprise? What is this new position?
Well, we've all heard about the U.S. Surgeon General, who's a physician, almost kind of like a physician cheerleader who keeps the public up to date on how to stay healthy, improve their health. And so California now has a state surgeon general.
Okay. Do any other states have one?
Not that many, but some do. Pennsylvania was first in 1996, and then Florida, Arkansas, and Michigan added the position, even though Michigan then got rid of it. Mm-hmm. But the person appointed to the job in some ways really tells us more about the governor's priorities and a whole approach to public health.
Okay, so that's Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, and she was on the show back in May. Tell us more about her.
Yeah, so in that interview that you did, she offered a really good glimpse into what's basically become her life's work, which is all about making the connection between the toxic stress that's caused by what's called adverse childhood experiences and how that stress can lead to really serious health consequences later in life, like heart disease and even cancer.
And she really talks a lot about how important it is to identify those stressors really early on.
Yeah, I'm going to play you some clips where she gives the simplified version of what happens in our bodies and brains when we're exposed to scary, distressing stuff, like that fight or flight response most people know about, like if you run into a bear. So the more advanced part of your brain, responsible for judgment and impulse control, actually gets turned way down.
If you're in a forest and there's a bear, you don't want judgment getting in the way of survival, right?
Mm-mm. The part that gets cranked up is the stress response system, which is more primitive.
Or, as I like to call it, the part of the brain responsible for, I don't know karate, but I do know crazy.
I had to play that. But it's not just stress hormones that get activated. Your immune response gets triggered, too.
If that bear gets his claws into you, you want your immune system to be primed to bring inflammation to stabilize the wound so that you can live long enough to either beat that bear or get away. But the problem is what happens when that bear comes home every night, right? And this system is activated over and over and over and over again.
And that's really key because inflammation from this an overactive immune response actually can lead to chronic illness.
And I have a feeling she wasn't talking about a bear. What is she talking about?
So those adverse childhood experiences, and those can be physical abuse, sexual abuse, or if there's domestic violence in the home that a child is exposed to, community violence, or say if a parent has been incarcerated, is in jail, or on drugs, or has a mental health problem.
Yeah. So why did Governor Newsom pick Dr. Burke-Harris for this?
Well, they have a connection. When he was mayor of San Francisco in the mid-2000s, that's when she was building up the Center for Youth Wellness.
Oh.
So, yeah, so he knows her work. He's familiar with it. And back then, people knew that toxic stress caused health problems, but they didn't really know exactly how. And so the science has actually caught up quite a bit since then, and it's a really hot topic now. But the thing about her, though, is she's not just a researcher. She's a pediatrician. So she's like, she's really been on the ground, on the front lines, screening kids for these adverse childhood experiences and working with families to try to undo some of the damage while the kids' brains are still, you know, more malleable. And that means like helping them self-regulate and calm their stress responses and educating parents about how to be that supportive person in their life. And here she is again talking about why this stuff is important.
Step one in terms of solutions is raising awareness. It's not about playing the blame game and say you're an awful parent because your child was exposed to X, Y, Z. What it is now is saying we understand that these things are damaging to children's brains and bodies, and we can help you get the tools to break this intergenerational cycle. Everybody needs to know this. This is nuts. Every pediatrician in America needs to be screening for adverse childhood experiences.
Wow, she's passionate.
She really is.
So what will she be doing every day as the California Surgeon General?
Well, Newsom says he tapped her to bring that whole philosophy that we've been talking about to every level of government and even to the private sector and to push everyone out there to combat these root causes of stressors and to reach families with this message.
Will she be leaving her Bayview clinic then?
She actually will be. So she's already stepped down as CEO of the Center for Youth Wellness. They have an interim CEO. And she'll be sworn in as the first state surgeon general on February 11th.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you so much.
That's KLW education reporter Lee Romney. If you've got an education story for her, email her at education@klw.org.